Okay, let's just dive right in. I want to start with a feeling that I'm pretty sure everyone listening right now knows all too well. You open your phone, you go on LinkedIn, X, TikTok, whatever, and it's a wall of noise. It feels like every single brand, every influencer is just screaming for your attention.
It's what we call content saturation, but honestly, that's too clean a word for it. It's more like a content
delusion.
A deluge. And based on the research for this deep dive, it feels like the core problem has completely flipped.
How do you mean?
Well, 10 years ago, the big challenge was distribution, right? You needed a TV network, a printing press.
Sure.
Today, distribution is free. The shelf space on YouTube, on Spotify,
Yeah.
it's literally infinite. But that's actually the trap, isn't it?
It is a massive trap because the shelf space might be infinite, but human attention is not. And, for businesses, the even bigger problem is that their production capacity isn't infinite. We've hit this bizarre point where the algorithms demand you feed them constantly, three, four, five posts a day, or you're invisible.
But the teams trying to create all that content, they're still human. They get tired. They get writer's block.
So it's that Red Queen's race. You're running as fast as you can just to stay in the same spot.
You've got it. And that is the perfect setup for what we're looking at today. We're talking about a very specific collision of two technologies that basically claim to solve this exact problem.
We're talking about Quick Metrics and the Auto Content API.
That's right.
Now, usually we look at these tools in a vacuum, but from what I've seen, these two are meant to be seen as like two halves of the same organism.
That is the perfect way to look at it. So think of Quick Metrics as the central nervous system.
Okay.
It's a unified customer experience management platform. It does social listening, response management, crisis tracking.
So it's the ears and the brain. It hears what the world is saying about you.
Precisely, the ears and the brain, and that makes auto content.
The muscle.
The muscle. Or maybe an industrial engine. It's an API, so it's programmable, and it takes raw data and just turns it into broadcast quality content. We're talking podcasts, videos, articles, the whole lot.
Okay, but hold on. Before we get carried away with the industrial engine metaphor, have to play devil's advocate here.
Please do.
There are tons of tools that create content,
Right
right?
there.
We have ChatGPT, we have video editors.
Oh.
Why is this specific combination so interesting? What's the actual gap they're filling?
The gap is the massive chasm between knowing what to do and actually being able to do it.
Okay, explain that.
So let's look at Quick Metrics. It is brilliant at listening. I mean, it monitors billions of conversations. It has sentiment analysis that tells you, hey, everyone's furious about your new pricing, or people are suddenly obsessed with this one feature.
Gives you the signal.
It gives you the signal, yes, but then what do you do with it?
Right.
A signal is useless if you can't act on it. And usually what happens is a marketing manager sees that signal, they panic, they call a meeting, they brief a copywriter, they wait 2 days for a draft.
And by then, the conversation has moved on. The trend is dead.
The trend is dead, or the crisis has exploded. Quick Metrics gives you the insight, and it even has the scheduling slot. The publishing feature is right there, but it doesn't create the thing to fill that empty slot.
Yeah.
You still need a human to make the media.
And that's where the costs just get insane. I saw those numbers in the auto content analysis.
They're brutal, aren't they? A single decent podcast episode done manually, you're looking at what, $100 on the very low end, up to $15,000.
Wow.
And a short vertical video, 50 to 300 bucks.
So if Quick Metrics tells you the algorithm wants five videos today, and your budget says you can make one a week, you're basically stuck.
Are invisible. That's the production bottleneck in a nutshell. And the whole thesis for this deep dive is that by plugging Quick Metrics' ears directly into Auto Content's mouth, you shift marketing from a manual craft.
Like hand carving furniture.
Exactly. You move from that to a scalable infrastructure.
Okay, scalable infrastructure is a great buzzword, but let's make it real. What does this look like on a Tuesday morning when something's blowing up online? I want to talk about newsjacking.
Ah, my favorite topic.
So for anyone who doesn't live on marketing Twitter, newsjacking is just injecting your brand into a breaking story. But speed is everything.
Everything.
So walk me through it. How does an API help you newsjack? I feel like that needs human wit, you know?
It needs wit for sure, but more than anything, it needs velocity.
Okay.
So let's imagine a scenario. You're a fintech company, you're using Quick Metrics.
Okay.
The social listening tool suddenly detects a massive spike in the keyword crypto crash.
Oh boy. So sentiment is tanking. Everyone's freaking out.
Right. In the old workflow, you're frantically trying to get your creative director on the phone.
Yeah.
In this new integrated workflow, that alert from Quick Metrics triggers a webhook. It just sends a little packet of data, the keyword, the negative sentiment, maybe a few top posts, straight to the auto content API.
So wait, no human has even touched this yet?
Not a single one. The API gets this trigger and it kicks off a workflow. First, it hits its deep research endpoint. And this isn't just, you know, a language model guessing. It goes out to the live web. It's reading the latest financial news. It's checking the charts. It's figuring out why crypto is crashing.
It's doing the homework.
It's doing the homework faster than any human possibly could. Then it takes that research and passes it to the creation endpoints. It might generate, say, a 60-second vertical video script explaining the crash. It finds stock footage of falling charts, lays down a voiceover in your brand's tone.
And renders the whole video.
Renders the video and then pushes it right back into Quick Metrics' social publishing tool. It just sits there in draft mode waiting.
So the social media manager opens their laptop, and instead of a terrifying blank page, there's a finished video just waiting for their approval.
Exactly. The source material says this whole turnaround can be about 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
So while your competitors are still trying to find a time for the emergency meeting, you have a broadcast quality market update ready to go on TikTok and X.
That is, yes. That's scarily efficient. But I do have a hesitation here.
Go on.
If we automate the reaction, don't we risk sounding generic? Or even worse, tone deaf? What if the bot misunderstands why something is trending and makes a joke about a tragedy?
That is a huge risk, and it's why that draft mode step is so critical. You're not necessarily letting the AI hit publish, although you could if you're feeling brave. You're using it to close the gap between zero and a first draft.
Okay.
But on your point about sounding generic, that's where the deep research part is so important.
Also,
generic AI content is what happens when a model just hallucinates or pulls from old training data. By forcing the API to do live research first, to cite its sources, pull real-time numbers, you ground the content in reality.
It's the difference between the market is volatile and Bitcoin dropped 8% because of the SEC ruling at 9 a.m.
Detail creates authority.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Okay, that covers the speed angle. But I want to talk about this promise of being omnichannel. Every platform, Quick Metrics included, says they're omnichannel. And usually that just means, you know, we let you post text to Facebook and LinkedIn.
Right, the post everywhere button. But that's not really omnichannel. True omnichannel is meeting your audience in the format they actually prefer. And right now, people aren't reading text. They're watching reels, they're listening to audio.
And this is where I see almost every brand fall down. Quick Metrics says it can monitor podcasts.
Yeah.
Be how many brands actually have a podcast.
Mm.
It's so much work.
It's an unbelievable amount of work. The recording, the editing, the hosting, it's a nightmare. But this is where auto content seems to be positioning itself with what they call the Notebook LM angle.
I saw that. So for listeners, Notebook LM is that Google tool that went viral. You feed it a PDF and it generates two AI hosts bantering about it. And it sounds shockingly real.
It does. And auto content is basically offering an enterprise-grade API that does the same thing. So let's go back to our Quick Metrics user. You're tracking a competitor. Quick Metrics alerts you. They just dropped their 100-page annual report.
Super boring.
Boring, but critical intelligence. So you can just feed that PDF into the auto content API, and in a few minutes, you get back a 15-minute, two-host podcast episode that summarizes their strategy, their risks, all the key numbers.
And you can use that just for your own team. Internally.
Absolutely. Send it to your sales team so they're armed with talking points. Or if it's your own company's white paper, you can publish that audio straight to Spotify. Suddenly you're not just a blog, you're a podcast network.
I have to admit, that idea, turning a dry white paper into a podcast automatically, that solves a huge pain point. But are people really going to listen to synthetic voices for 15 minutes? Doesn't the uncanny valley get a little exhausting?
Maybe 2 years ago, yes. But today, I would challenge you to spot the difference. The voice cloning tech has gotten to a point where, and I'm quoting from reviews here, it's natural, steady, and believable. It gets the little breaths, the intonation, the pacing.
Which brings us to probably the highest stakes use case of all. Crisis management.
Ah, yes. The CEO paradox.
Explain that for me.
Okay, so a crisis hits. A product recall, a bad news story, something. The crisis management module in Quick Metrics is flashing red.
Right.
And the public, they're demanding to hear from the leader. They want a statement from the CEO.
But the CEO is tied up in a war room with lawyers or on a plane, or maybe they're just not great on camera.
Exactly. The one person you need to hear from the most is the one person with the least amount of time. That's the paradox.
So wait.
In the manual world, you wait 24 hours to set up lights and a camera and write a script and do 20 takes, and by then you've completely lost control of the narrative.
So what's the integrated solution?
Voice cloning. The communications team writes a script, vetted by legal, of course. They feed that script into the auto content API using the CEO's pre-authorized voice clone.
And it just generates the audio statement.
Instantly. You can have a calm, reassuring, authoritative message from the CEO ready for the press and social media within minutes of the crisis breaking.
It's like the empty chair solution. The CEO doesn't physically have to be in the room to be present.
It sounds a bit sci-fi, I know. Maybe even a little dystopian to some people. But in a crisis, silence is absolutely deadly. This eliminates the silence.
It does raise the bar for what we consider authentic, though. If every brand starts doing this, will we ever trust an audio message from a leader again?
That's the bigger societal question for sure. But for the brand using QuickMetrics right now, it's a massive competitive advantage. You are shaping the narrative while your competitor is still trying to figure out if their microphone is plugged in.
Let's shift to the thing that always kills these amazing ideas. The budget. We're talking deep research, video generation, voice cloning.
Yeah.
This all sounds incredibly expensive. Like something only a Fortune 500 company could even think about.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But this is where the source material on radical efficiency gets really, really interesting.
Is it actually cheaper? Or is it just, you know, cheaper than a Super Bowl ad?
No, it's genuinely cheaper. Let's just look at their credit system. According to the breakdown, a full podcast episode costs somewhere between 10 and 200 credits.
Okay, and what does that mean in real money?
It translates to roughly 10 cents to 2 euros.
Wait, 2 euros for a podcast episode?
2 euros compared to hundreds or even thousands for a human production and those little short form videos. About 400 credits, so maybe 4 euros.
Okay, that's not a discount. That's a fundamental collapse in the cost of production. But doesn't that just encourage people to create spam? If a video costs me 4 euros, why not just make 1,000 of them and clog up the internet?
You could, but the much smarter strategy is what's called the long tail approach.
How does that apply here?
Well, traditionally, you can only afford to make content for the head of the curve, right? The big popular topics that millions of people care about, because you need a big ROI to justify that $5,000 video budget.
Right, you're not going to make a whole video for the 50 people asking about some obscure error code.
Exactly, you just ignore them. But if that video only costs you 4 euros, well, suddenly, you can make a video answering that specific error code. You can address that tiny little trend that QuickMetrics found bubbling up in some corner of Reddit.
So you stop ignoring all the small signals.
You capture the entire long tail. You can just flood the zone with hyper-specific, genuinely helpful content that answers the exact questions people are asking. Which brings us to the more technical side of this. SEO.
Programmatic SEO. I keep hearing this buzzword. How does this combination actually deliver on that?
It really comes down to two things, deep research and dwell time.
Okay.
So QuickMetrics is all about managing your online reputation and visibility. And to get visibility on Google these days, you need authority.
And authority comes from having good sources, citations.
Citations and structure, yes. The deep research endpoint in auto content doesn't just make things up. It browses the web reputable sites like the SEC, the Financial Times, medical journals, and it creates content that is fact-based and cited. It's not just keyword fluff.
So you're automatically publishing high-quality blog posts.
Yes, but here's the kicker. Dwell time.
Right.
If you take that auto-generated blog post and you embed the auto-generated video and the auto-generated podcast player on that same page,
people stick around longer.
They watch, they listen. Google sees that engagement and its little algorithm brain goes, wow, this page must be really valuable, and it ranks you higher. QuickMetrics then sees that increased visibility on its dashboard. It's a flywheel.
It's a self-reinforcing loop.
You're not just dumping content. You're engineering authority at scale.
Okay, there's one last layer of scale I want to hit on. I noticed QuickMetrics has some huge global clients on their list. Pantaloons, Mirum, Kantar. These aren't just local businesses.
No, they operate in dozens of countries, dozens of languages.
Which has to be a total nightmare for content. Translation agencies, localizing everything.
A Tower of Babel problem.
Yeah.
Does auto content help with that too?
It goes a step beyond just translation. They call it instant globalization. It supports over 50 languages.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just translating the text. Because it's generating the media, it can take your English explainer video, translate the script, and then resynthesize the voiceover in Spanish or French or Japanese.
While keeping the same brand, voice, and tone.
Keeping the consistency. So a Quick Metrics user can see a sentiment trend starting to spike in Brazil.
And they can create and deploy content to address it in Portuguese without ever having to hire a production studio in São Paulo.
Exactly. You can effectively multiply your addressable market overnight, all from one dashboard.
It really feels like we're moving past the era of the creative team and into the era of the content supply chain.
That is a fantastic way to put it.
But before we wrap this up, I want to look ahead a bit. You mentioned something in our notes about the agentic web. Sounds a little complicated, but break it down for us. Why should a Quick Metrics user today care about this?
Because the fundamental way we use the internet is changing. For decades, we've written content for humans to read.
Right.
We are now quickly moving to a world where AI agents, you know, your Gemini, your ChatGPT, are the ones reading the content for the humans.
So my customer isn't going to Google anymore. They're just asking their personal AI assistant.
Correct. And that AI assistant needs clean, structured data to understand your brand and what you do. So if you're using Quick Metrics to listen to the questions people are asking, and then using auto content to generate structured answers like FAQs, JSON data, clean transcripts, you are basically teaching the world's AIs how to talk about your company.
You're making your brand programmable.
You are future-proofing your entire marketing strategy. In a world where search is generative and audio-first, the brands that provide the clearest, most structured answers will win. The brands that are still relying on vague, manual blog posts, they're going to be completely invisible to the agents.
Wow. That's a lot to take in. We started this deep dive talking about content saturation, and we've ended up at feeding the AI agents of the future.
It's all connected. It all comes back to volume, speed, and precision.
So the challenge for you, the listener, seems pretty clear. You have the brain, that's Quick Metrics. And you have the muscle, that's the Auto Content API. The real question is, are you going to connect them? Or are you going to keep trying to hand-carve furniture in an IKEA world?
I think the choice is pretty clear.
I think so, too. We're going to leave links to both the Quick Metrics platform and the Auto Content API docs in the show notes. Go build something cool. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.
See you next time.